Hello and welcome back to another episode of All Is Quacked Up To Be Down Under. Did you enjoy our last episode? We took a deep dive into the emerging trends in the childcare industry and what tools can help with creating a seamless parent enrollment experience. Today's episode is going to be a little bit different. Instead of inviting special guests from Line Leader, I thought I would take myself out for a walk and listen to what real-life parents have to say about their personal experience on inquiring a childcare centre. Let's first jump in to see what families in Australia should be looking out for in a childcare centre. When parents are doing their research or going for a tour, this is their checklist, that places like ASIQA, Care for Kids, state government websites, and childcare associations say. All in all, the general feedback from these resources are that families should look out for: number one, the quality of care the centre itself provides. Does it have a qualified early childhood teacher? Has the centre manager been in their position for a number of years? Are the educators in the centre looking or currently training to be more qualified in their role? Families are wanting someone to take care of their children in the most important stages of their lives. So a centre team who is eager to be high quality or is already at high quality will be very advantageous. Secondly, health and safety is something families can see easily during a tour and will pinpoint when something just doesn't feel right to them. If a centre doesn't have the basic health and safety protocols, this will be an immediate no from the families. And when we say basic, we talk about a secure entry point with a door code and a check-in system. Properly gated property, so children can't easily walk onto the main road. Educators that use proper protocols when handling with children. All these health and safety points can be easily seen in the center by the families. They want to make sure that they aren't dropping off their child in a place where the child could be injured or hurt in any way. Next is location. Of course, this needs to be close to the top of their list. Why would any mother or father drive 30 minutes the opposite direction in peak hour traffic? They want a center that is fit for their daily needs. Like for example, if a center is right next door to their workplace or just 5 minutes down the road from their house. Especially talking about today's parents, they love the convenience. Programming and education are a tricky one, and I think this need can differentiate between every parent. Some parents are looking for a Montessori-type education, whereas some other parents are more focused and interested in children to express their freedom and creativity. Both types of education are very important, but you can't always have everything. Centers will never always have the resources to cater to a parent's wants or needs in terms of education, and that's totally fine. What's important is that the center takes pride and markets what they do in the center really well. Parents can already feel the lack of intention where some educators are about it and some are not. The whole team and the centre needs to speak to what they offer and why they offer it. And lastly, Australians will always look to their friends and other connections to get a feel of their centre's reputation. How has it been with other families? What was their experience like? Word of mouth is always so powerful. And parents usually make the final decision once they review or discuss this with people they know. This doesn't just include family and friends' opinions, but also public reviews online such as Google, Facebook, and other social media platforms. Because if you think about it, if something is really that good, of course you want to rave on online about it. Now that we've gone through the five most important items that Australian parents look for in childcare, let's hear from an actual Australian parent and see if what we think matches with theirs.
Hi, my name's Jade. I have a 1-year-old who's recently started childcare in Australia. What I was looking for in a centre was programming that suits my daughter's interests, close contact with the centre with frequent updates, fast responses when I first inquired. I think the thing that really impressed me when I enrolled my daughter is the way that they interacted with me during the first inquiry. They were really fast, welcoming, they gave me so much information, and that's what made me choose them over the rest.
Jade is a young Australian parent who have recently encountered the enrollment journey at her current centre. She mentioned she was looking for close communications from the centre, fast responses, and programming that fits her daughter's needs and interests. However, ASIQA Care for Kids and other resources doesn't quite mention the fact that parents now want fast responses and communication. Why is that? That was also my question when I started researching for this podcast. Not that the other factors aren't important, but without fast and good communication between the center and the family, parents wouldn't enroll. This is something that every resource out there is missing, mentioning a great parent enrollment experience, because that is the first and lasting impression they will receive before making the decision. A survey from care.com says 88% of parents expect a response to their inquiries within 24 hours. Should you start wondering how long it takes for your center to respond to families? Okay, so now you have all the information on why fast responses are important, but how do you execute fast responses? You need the right tools, such as automated communications, which can include emails and text messages, and a CRM workflow that allows you to keep up to date with every lead without doing more work. Line Leader Enroll offers both features to all users. To execute fast responses well, you will need a specific workflow that matches your center and parents' needs. So for example, you can create a workflow that once a family submits their information through a form on your website, the family receives an email almost immediately asking them to book a tour. It keeps the family in the loop of next steps and gets them enrolled faster. Automated communications is exactly what it says. Automate your emails and or text messages so you don't have to keep crafting new ones for every inquiry and waste time. They work hand in hand together to build the ultimate parent enrollment experience. These features aren't just for families who inquire, but also ones who are wanting to be placed on the wait list or just looking around for options. It's a win-win for everyone. Want to learn more about Line Leader Enroll and how you can finally tick off your parents' expectations on the childcare must-have list? Then visit our website on lineleader.com/en-au or schedule a demo by going to our podcast bio. Thank you for tuning in to our second episode of All Is Quacked Up to Be Down Under. Follow our channel for new episodes coming soon. See you later!